Hi, this week the question is, did the apostles teach alien sinners to pray the sinner's prayer? Most churches and most religious pamphlets teach people to believe in Jesus as God's Son, and then they encourage people to pray a sinner's prayer. It goes something like this, Lord, I know I'm a sinner. I believe that Jesus is your Son, that He died for me on the cross to take away my sins. I accept Jesus as my personal Lord and Savior, and I ask you to forgive me of my sins. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, the question that we're asking this week is, did any of the apostles teach alien sinners to pray a prayer like this in order to be saved? Is salvation a simple matter of just believing in Jesus and praying a little prayer? Let's see what the Apostle Peter said. In Acts chapter 2, verse 38, Peter said to them, Repent, and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. You'll notice the absence of the sinner's prayer here. You will notice the presence of repentance and baptism for the remission of sins. But what did Jesus himself teach? In Mark 16, verses 15 and 16, Jesus said to them, Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. Again, notice the absence of the sinner's prayer. Notice the presence of belief and baptism in order to be saved. In 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 20 and 21, In the days of Noah, while the ark was being prepared, 8 souls were saved through water. There's also an antitype which now saves us, baptism. Not the removal of the filth of the flesh, but the answer of a good conscience toward God through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Notice the absence of the sinner's prayer. Notice the presence of baptism for a good conscience. Alien sinners were never told to pray a prayer in order to be saved. But someone objects, and they read 1 John chapter 1, verse 9, where the Bible says, If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Here, they say, this passage teaches us to pray for forgiveness of sins. But read the entire chapter. This is speaking to Christians who have sinned after being baptized. This is not speaking to alien sinners. Here, then, is the conclusion of the matter. Alien sinners were not told to pray for forgiveness. They were told to believe, repent, and be baptized. Christians were told to pray for forgiveness when they sinned. My friend, if you prayed in order to get saved, you have not obeyed the gospel. Jesus did not teach that alien sinners are saved by prayer. They're saved by a new birth, which culminates in baptism for the remission of sins. In John 3, verse 5, Jesus answered, Most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. To be born of water means to be baptized. Jesus set the record straight so that there can be no misunderstanding. If you've not obeyed the gospel as taught by Jesus and the apostles, I would encourage you to give serious consideration to doing this. Life is too short. Eternity is too long to take chances with your soul. The Lord loves you. He died for you. But you have to obey what He said in order to be saved. Well, thanks for considering our message this week. We invite you to visit our website at www.willofthelord.com. Again, that's www.willofthelord.com. There, at our website, you can download the notes and the audio file of the message you just listened to. Call again next week when we consider a new subject on Bible Talk.